From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. The last bill Governor John Hickenlooper signed into law from the 2016 legislative session was also one of the most controversial and significant pieces of legislation. As Benta Berkland reports, it paves the way for grocery stores in Colorado to be able to sell full-strength wine and beer.
Currently, grocery store chains can only get one liquor license to sell full-strength wine and beer in the state. The new law would allow more licenses over the next 20 years and eventually not restrict them at all. But grocery stores would first have to buy out any liquor store licenses located within a 1,500-foot radius. Governor Hickenlooper was hinting at a veto in the last few weeks, but he says in some ways his hands were tied.
Certainly not perfect, and I would have quite bluntly preferred the status quo, but I think in the end, the independent liquor stores really did make a strong argument.
Liquor stores worried that without the bill, grocery store chains would eventually pass a ballot initiative allowing full-strength wine and beer in their stores to be sold immediately, which would put many of the liquor stores out of business. There still are ballot proposals for this fall, but it's not clear if the grocery stores will now withdraw them. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
An air pollution study of western Colorado fracking wells found the highest rate of emissions came just after fracking was completed. The research didn't measure the effect on human health, but it will help state officials devise such a study later. Fracking uses pressurized water, sand, and chemicals to break open formations and release oil and gas. Researchers say the emissions rate was highest when the gas began to flow from the well, pushing the water and chemicals out. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.